Good morning, welcome back to Nachyomi. Today we are going to be learning together Mizmor Lamed Daled, the 34th Mizmor or Psalm in the Book of Tehillim. This is famous. It begins with the words L'David b'shana soy es tamo lifnei avimelech v'yigar sho v'alach. This is the Mizmor which is said when David HaMelech changed his tune, changed his logic in front of Avimelech, and we are familiar with it because it appears in our davening. Let us start at the very beginning, just in terms of looking at overview and structure. So we know it is actually 23 psukim long, and it is one of the few mizmorim in Tehillim which is alphabetic order. So after the inscription, which is L'David b'shanasai es tamo lifnei avimelech v'yagar sheo v'elach, after Avimelech kicks him out for seeming like a madman, then we have Aleph through Taf, through psukim Beis to Chof Beis. The only thing is it's missing the letter Vav. What is fascinating about that is that it could be just because the Vav is the end of the Pasuk Hey, or the verse which has Hey in it. So Hibitu Elohav Nahoru Upnehem Al Yechparu could be that Upnehem is the Vav. But the thing is that in many of these sentences there are Vavs in the middle, and that doesn't necessarily relate to that. It should be noted that in Mizmor Chaf Hey, when we went through it, it was also Aleph based structure missing a Vav. There might be something about the Vav which seems to be there's a reason to omit it. It is also to be noted that this Mizmor does conclude with an additional line, which is Poideh Hashem Nefesh Havodov. Hashem does redeem the soul of his servants. V'lo Yehashmu, and he does not give blame Kol Achoesim Boy to those who trust in him. Why it moves away from the alphabet, the Aleph Beis in this case, might be because the penultimate pasuk is to Moses Rosh Hashanah V'son Etzedek Yehashmu, that Hashem will kill the evil and make guilty those who hate the tzaddik, and then rather than ending on a difficult note, on a negative note, it ends on a more positive note about how Hashem creates redemption. It should also be noted that thematically speaking, there are four or five sections to this. In Aleph to Gimel, the letters Aleph to Gimel, it is a call to thank Hashem, then Dalet to Ches, and the letters are describing the salvation the narrator experiences. Letters Tes to Chaf are about a call to fear Hashem. Lamed to Samach, the most famous area of this Mizmor, which describe the actions of those who love Hashem, and finally Ayin to Taf in letters are the praising Hashem for cutting down the Roshayim and saving the Tzaddikim. It should be noted that in terms of the themes, there seems to be two distinct aspects of this Mizmor. The one is how Hashem protects those who fear Him. The other one is how those who fear Him live their lives. And in that way, it actually is very similar to Mizmor Tezvav, the 15th, and the 24th Mizmor, Chaf Daled, in Tehillim. It talks about the person who fears Hashem, what they should look like. What does their life truly look like? We'll get back to that in a moment. But that seems to be the idea of Mia Isha Chavetz Chaim, who's the person who wants to desires life, Oyev Yamin Niras Tov, who loves his days to see good, Netzor Lashon Chamerot, to stop their lips from speaking, their tongues from speaking evil, Sfasech Midaber Mimor, and their lips from speaking deceit, Surmi Rav Azitov, distance yourself from evil and do good, Bakesh Shalom V'Refeu, and seek peace and pursue it. That seems to be the charge which is in other Mizmor Tehillim about what it means to serve Hashem. It is interesting in terms of the events that occur behind this Mizmor, it is pretty clear what's being referred to here, almost unequivocally. The first line in the Mizmor is L'David, it is to David, B'shanasa es ta'amoy, when he changes his tune, so to speak, or his logic, lifnei Avimelech, in front of the king Avimelech, v'yagar shehu v'yelach, and he chased him and he went away. What is this referred to? So if we go back to the Sefer Shmuel Aleph Perek Chof Aleph, this is when David HaMelech finally works out that despite his wishes and his aspirations, Shaul HaMelech is out to kill him. It's not that just that Shaul HaMelech is going through bad moods, it's not just that Shaul HaMelech, you know, has a bone to pick with a particular action. Shaul HaMelech really wants to kill him. And Yonatan and David had worked this out through a particular ruse they set up. This is famously the Haftorah for Machar Chodesh, is the previous perek, in which Yonatan sits there and watches when David HaMelech is not at the feast and how Shaul reacts. And Shaul's actions and anger make it demonstrably clear that he wants to kill David. David HaMelech now makes a break for it. He escapes narrowly. He decides he goes to the land of Plishtim. So Vayavo el Achish Melech Gat, he goes to the king of Gat, which is in the southwest area of Israel today, to the king of Gat, and he arrives. He obviously thinks that perhaps in logic it's obvious that he thinks that because he is now in Shaul's disfavor, then perhaps he'll be seen as an ally by the Philistines. What is unfortunately what happens is that the Philistine people do not view it that way at all. They turn to their leader and they say, "Wait a second, isn't this the fellow who was killing Philistines right, left, and center not too long ago? Isn't this the one who they used to sing about that would kill more Philistines than Shaul HaMelech himself?" So they weren't so pleased. So David HaMelech, realizing that he was in mortal danger, it says, it describes how Vayashana es Tamoy Beinehem. He turned his good sense in front of them. Vayis Holel Biyadam. And he feigned madness. What did he do? So he started scratching on the doors and he let his saliva drool down his beard. He started acting as if he was mentally challenged and not with his full senses. So then Achish turns to his servants and says, "Hinei tiru ish mishtageya. This man's crazy. Why do you bring him to me? Chasar mishugayim ani. Do I have a lack of people who are crazy? Ki avesem ezeh that you brought to this person ishtageya alai? Hazeh yovol beisiyu and bring him to my palace?" And he throws him out. So that's a very specific event. The words are identical. It says, Vayashana es ta'amoy beinehem. He changed his sense in front of them, which is what David HaMelech is saying in this mizmor. So it is almost identical. One of the questions which is raised is, the person he ran to in those days was Achish. This mizmor describes Avimelech. So how do we account for that? So all the Mepharshim, Rashi, Radakim, and Ezra all point out, the word Avimelech, in fact, is the name of the office. Like Pharaoh, it does not mean a specific person. Pharaoh is the name of the office of the emperor or the king of Egypt. Avimelech is the name of office of ruler in the Philistine world. And therefore, that his specific name was Achish, and his general name, the term of office, was Avimelech. So that accounts for that. It is important to know that why was it that Achish didn't just kill him for security? I mean, like, you know, just, okay, just be sure, just murder him. He killed lots of Philistines beforehand. So there's a backstory to this, and that is that the Midrash tells us that, in fact, Achish had a wife and a son who had challenges in this field, in the mental health field, and he was very, very consumed and very sensitive to the subject. He was consumed by his care for them. And therefore, when David HaMelech appeared, he couldn't think about dealing with somebody else, and he sends him out. And that was because of his personal situation made it much more exacerbated the way he responds. It would seem, the Midrash tells us that, in fact, this is the song that David HaMelech sings when he is saved, and therefore he uses all the 22 letters, or 21 of the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet, to express his praise for Hashem upon saving this, being saved from this. It should be noted that Rav Amos Chacham quotes his father, who says that maybe, if you carry on reading in Tanakh, in Shmuel Aleph Perek Chof Beis, which happens right after this event, then when he settles in the south of Israel, trying to escape Shaul, and he's now going to be pursued a number of more times, at this point in time, Vayiskabtsu Elav, Kol ish matzor matzoik v'kol ish asher nosoid noshev v'kol ish mar nefesh. He gathers a band of people who are desperate, people who have bitterness of soul, and they become David HaMelech's men. There are about 400 of them. So what Rav Amos Chacham's father argues is that the charge that David HaMelech places in this mizmor of Tehillim about Mia isha chavetz chaim, oyvam ani liras tov, how do you become a good person, avoid telling lashon hara, do good, don't do bad, is actually David HaMelech's charge to these people who band around him and become his followers, even though they might not be the most upright, might not be, the highest echelon of society. David HaMelech is going to reform them, is going to teach them what correctness and moral aptitude is. Where does this appear in our tefillah? So the reason why this mizmor should be familiar to us is it is one of the additions to the Pesukei Dezimra, which is on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So we say it every Shabbos and Yom Tov. We get to shul at the time when there's enough time to be able to say the whole Pesukei Dezimra, or earlier in order to be able to say it. And a number of the Pesukim appear elsewhere. You know, for instance, Pasuk Dalet Galud Hashem Iti Unuramamo Shmo Yachdov is said when we take the Torah out of the Ark. Pesukim Yud to Yud Aleph are, you know, Yiru Es Hashem Kadoshav Ekei Machsal Yireel Kefirim Rashu V'Ra'iv V'Darshi Hashem L'Yachsaru Koltov is the end of the benching. So a lot of the individual Pesukim appear elsewhere in our liturgy. Just in terms of a Pesuk in the spotlight, one particular focus point, that is the Pesuk of Mi'a Isha Chavetz Chaim Oyev Yomim Lirostov. With the Mishorer, the narrator asks, who is the man who wants life? A person who desires his days to see good? Guard your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceitfully. This, in fact, became the rallying call of the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim famously wrote his book called Chafetz Chaim, and he just said that what is the way to get life? What is the Sam HaChaim, that drug of life? Is guard your lips. Lashon Hara is that which destroys our lives, it destroys the lives of people around us, it shortens the length of our lives, and therefore if you want length of life, if you want the length of life, a life which has longevity, then ultimately watch what you say and how you say it. That's what the Chafetz Chaim says, and that's how his halachic compendium on the laws of Lashon Hara is called Chafetz Chaim, and that became the actual name that he adopted for himself, or people adopted for him, based on this Mizmor Tehillim. However, there are really two ways of reading this pasuk. The way the Chafetz Chaim reads it is that pasuk Yud Gimel is the question. Who's the one who wants life and wants to see days to see good? And the answer is pasuk Yud Dalet, which is Netzor Lashon Chamira Sasecha Midah Mirma. That is to guard your lips from evil and your tongue from evil and your lips from deceit. However, there's another way of reading this. Rav Avigdor Merlo points out that perhaps you can read Yud Gimel, the verse, the 13th verse, as its own question and answer. And therefore, this is how it goes. Mia ish ha-chavetz chayim. Who is the person who wants life? Ohev yomim liras tov. Love your days to see good. Meaning, don't spend time thinking about the future. Don't spend time thinking about and trapped in the past. Don't spend time wasting away and getting distracted by other people's notifications. Spend time in the present. You want to enjoy your life? You want to have a long life? Enjoy every moment of your days. And this, perhaps, is a different way of looking at it, a very meaningful way, especially when it comes to being present in today's day and age. As President Lincoln used to say, and in the end, it's not the years in your life that count, it's the life in your years. And that's exactly what Tehillim was telling us way before that. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.